This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. CASA of West Central Illinois needs your help, and they're going to have a volunteer training this month, should you feel inclined to volunteer for some of the most important resources in our county, that, of course, being the children. Sarah Robson is Executive Director of CASA of West Central Illinois and is going to talk to us about it. Thanks for coming in tonight.
Thanks for having me.
You're a pretty busy person, but then again, when are you not?
Well, yeah. It seems that way, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, say no more. I completely understand today, but, you know, you'll have that. As always, in case, I think a lot of people know what CASA does,
sure.
But for those who don't, kind of explain that first off.
Sure. CASA is an organization that provides advocacy for children who are experiencing foster care. And we do that through the use of community members who are trained and screened to provide that advocacy and make sure that kids are getting what they need and spending the least amount of time in foster care as they can.
What is kind of the, I guess, number wise, how many people are you helping, or how many kids are you helping at this point in that regard?
Well, we serve five counties now. We're okay. In Knox, Warren, Henderson, McDonough, and we've just begun in Fulton County.
Great.
Knox and McDonough County typically carry 90 to 100 children at any given time.
My goodness.
And Fulton is about on that as well. So we've got, you know, 300 kids just in those three counties. And then Warren and Henderson being smaller, their numbers are lower, of course. So between the two of them, 20 to 30 children, kind of depending on the year. So for Knox County alone, we typically serve around 150 children every year.
That is, even if you just looked at Knox County alone, it's considerable overall.
Yeah.
And just here, those are considerable numbers.
Truly are. Yeah.
And the ways you advocate for them are how or what?
So one of the things that we do to advocate for them is spend time with these children investigating what it is that's happening in their lives. So our volunteers spend time with the kids every 30 days, once a month. They get to know them. They get to know what sort of things they might need, what things they'd like to do so that we can recommend like community resources. We often spend time with them at school, get to know their teachers. Teachers are a great resource for a CASA volunteer because they spend so much time with kids. And then we visit them in their foster homes. We get to know their biological family and just try to discern what, if anything, is missing from what they need to progress and move forward and find permanency.
Do the kids generally, I guess, for maybe a lack of a better term, warm up to these advocates? Do some do better than others? And how does that work?
Well, I think one of the core things about a CASA volunteer is the consistency of that adult person and showing up when you say you're going to show up. And so that consistency where you might have a number of people kind of revolving through your life at an uncertain time, having that consistent adult is part of what makes the CASA program work. We can provide advocacy for these children because we are continuing to visit with them regularly and, you know, build that trust and rapport with them so that if they have a need, we can address that.
How do these children typically do once they've been in the system?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these are children, as you've said, affected by abuse and neglect. Do,
sure.
Do some children end up doing better than others once they've received your help?
Sure. I mean, some children are incredibly resilient.
Yeah.
And receptive more so than others. And so you definitely have kids that may be more successful than others, but I think it also kind of depends on what success is for that particular child. Some, it may be, you know, finding permanency and returning to their families. For other kids, it may be overcoming something that they have not been able to because they didn't have the appropriate resources available to them.
Sure.
So it kind of depends on how and what you're measuring success with, you know. So being able to provide every child in Knox County or Fulton County or McDonough County a volunteer to help ensure that they are getting what they need and that they're finding permanency is really our ultimate measure of success.
I think you touched on this earlier, but you're looking for volunteers at this point. What kind of a time commitment does that end up being? Is it just a monthly thing, or is it more or less as much as you can want or as much as you can do?
It's a little bit of both. So we do require certain things on a monthly basis, like visiting with your kiddos, and we require continuing education training, 12 hours annually. Everyone goes through the same initial training, which works out to be about 30 hours, all said and done. In terms of like a monthly time commitment, it really depends on the case. We typically tell people 5 to 10 hours a month is what you can expect to give through different meetings, research, and that sort of thing. And I think what people generally find is that once you get to know your case, those hours may change and it becomes you have a consistent list of things that you're constantly looking for. And so you kind of refine how you obligate your time. And so, I think 5 to 10 hours is a good kind of measure.
So ultimately it can be not a lot of time, but it's important time.
Absolutely. I think, and this goes for any organization working with children.
Yeah.
Any time that you're devoting to children is time well spent.
Mm-hmm.
It's not wasted time, because you are helping. And I think, you know, working in child welfare, it's not a quick process. So that's one of the things I'd like to remind people, like every day you show up it's never wasted, you know, so.
So again, you're looking for volunteers. Is there a specific number you're looking for, or is it sort of every little bit?
All of them.
Yeah, all of them.
All of them. Come to me.
And is it a situation where you have kids on a waiting list?
Yeah.
Or talk about that part.
In Knox County, we are assigned to every child who comes into the juvenile abuse and neglect court.
Okay.
Because again, that volume is high. We do not have enough volunteers to serve all those children. Now, they all receive advocacy. If they don't have a volunteer, they have a staff person assigned to them. So they're all receiving advocacy. However, I cannot stress enough that volunteers do it better. They have more time to give. They are working on a lower ratio where we set up one volunteer to a sibling set or to a single child. So 1-to-1 or 1-to-3 or whatever it is superior to having one person working with multiple families or children.
So ultimately, let's say you have 300 plus people in the system in the counties you serve or 300 plus children. Ultimately, you'd love to have one person for every kid, although that's probably...
I mean, it may be far-fetched, but I'm... Yeah. Yes, that's the ultimate goal.
That's the optimist in you talking.
Yes.
So you're looking at having a training. Mm-hmm. It's probably... From what you're telling me, when you have it is going to determine on how much interest you get, right?
Right. So typically when I schedule a training, I get a number of interested parties and we survey those folks to see what works best for them. So we will typically do an evening or two. We do maybe a long Saturday, like a 9-to-3 where we're just doing a bunch of stuff all on one day. We've had sessions where we do an afternoon because everyone is available from 2-to-5 or whatever. So it really kind of depends on the group that I'm working with. So all of that is flexible. So if you're interested, you just need to reach out and I will work with you to get it done.
So in order to reach out, how should folks do that?
They're welcome to contact our Galesburg office at 343-4299. The application packet is available on our website, which is still casaofknoxcounty.com or Knoxco. Sorry.
That's
I will fix that eventually. That's a number one priority.
we'll get Zuckerberg or Bill Gates on the phone or something.
Yes,
We'll get them to help you.
Yeah, they have some philanthropic things out there, right?
Of course
goals
they
for this
do.
Sort of thing. So that's where you can find it. You can also check us out on Facebook. You can message us directly there, and we will get you the packet. However, there are multiple avenues to pursue.
And we will link to the website as well on WGIL.com when we post this interview in just a few moments. But if folks can't give time or help these children, mm-hmm. you're always looking for additional financial resources too.
Yeah, correct? I mean, I don't think there's a nonprofit out there that would turn down monetary donations.
There you go.
And of course, we have special events just like anyone else, and always looking for people to either sponsor those events or spend time working those events. So if you're interested in our cause in any way, shape, or form, we would love to have you.
Sorry. At the same aforementioned link, we will post momentarily. Anything you have otherwise coming up, Sarah?
We have our superhero run this spring. We are celebrating 25 years of service to Knox County.
Wonderful.
So as part of that celebration, we are hosting a free movie at the Orpheum Theater on February 16th.
Nice.
Instant Family. I don't know if you've seen that.
I've heard of it, yeah.
It's a relatively realistic look at what an instant family would be like if you were choosing to foster children, which we always need more foster families mm-hmm. in the area. And of course, we don't do that, but there are local places I'd love to help direct
Absolutely.
You in that the right direction. But that's the 16th. It's a 2 o'clock showing. The doors open at 1:30.
At the Orpheum. All right. Sarah Robson, Executive Director of CASA of West Central Illinois. Thanks for coming in. Thanks for all you're doing for the community. And I hope we get a truckload of volunteers for you. So,
yes,
you know, you have to get the largest venue you can possibly find to hold this training.
Yes, that sounds fantastic. Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Stay tuned. I'll be back with sports next as Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL.